in Tathagata Meditation Center, San Jose. And today is the successful completion ceremony. So today will be the last day of the retreat where the meditation teachers meet with the yogis. The 6-week meditation retreat ended successfully. It comes to the completion successfully, and it was due to the support and the service of the committee and volunteers at the Tathagata Meditation Teachers, Tathagata Meditation Center, and especially the Dharma Hall, which was completed very recently. It is very pleasant, very useful, and because of this new meditation hall, more yogis could practice in this meditation hall. And Saraji is very glad to see this happen. It is said that Pattaya Patipatta hi Kula Buddha Kulapodana Samanatama Wudi. In order to practice the Buddhist culture in this sasana as a human being, in practicing, in order to extinguish the kilesa defilements, one needs the support of the requisites. So, in the practice, in order to extinguish the kilesa defilements, it is connected with the requisites. Without the requisites, it is impossible to practice meditation in order to dispel the kilesa defilements. So in this meditation center, food has been taken care of, well arranged. Clothes have been brought by the yogi, and the meditation center provides lodging, food, necessary medical assistance. So practicing Satipatthana meditation is connected with these requisites. And at this meditation center, the committee took care in the best they can to provide everything necessary for the meditation teachers as well as the yogis so that they can practice the 3 trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And it is very satisfying to see this happen. The Asians who settle in this country, being Buddhists, whenever they have the opportunity, they come and support with food and other necessary needs. And it is very satisfying to see them support in this way. There are some differences in supporting the Buddha Sasana in the olden days, in the Buddha's time, and the way of supporting the Sasana nowadays. So when Saraji learns about the Sasana, from the very, very beginning of the Sasana till the Parinibbana of the Buddha, the devotees who supported the Sasana, they themselves practiced Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level, and they support the Sasana with necessary things. Without practicing Satipatthana meditation, one will not know the true essence of sasana, one will not know completely the true essence of sasana. Without the practice, there will only be ordinary knowledge. So it is very important to have practiced Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level so that one will really understand the essence of the sasana and will be able to support the four requisites: food, clothing, dwelling place, and medicine. In the Buddha's time, the devotees, they practice Satipatthana meditation and they became Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahat. After practicing Satipatthana meditation, they become purified and they very well understand the essence of sasana, and they support the sasana in a very satisfying way. After practicing Satipatthana meditation, after they themselves become purified, they understand very well what is necessary, what is really suitable for the sasana and for the monks who are propagating the sasana. Understanding what is really necessary and what is really suitable, they rectify what are lacking, they fill up what are deficient. In this way, they can support the sasana in the way Buddha and the Sangha really liked. So in this way, the devotees in the Buddha's time, they practiced themselves Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level. They understood what was really necessary, what was really suitable, and they support the sasana in the way that the Buddha and the Sangha liked. So when Saraji sees TMC, Saraji sees that the people who are responsible at TMC, they practice Satipatthana meditation to a certain extent. What Saraji will like to see is that everyone will be like Anathapindika and Visakha, the lay devotee during the Buddha's time, who practice Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level, and they support the four requisites, so that the devotees themselves have practiced Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level, as well as the Sangha who received these four requisites could practice smoothly to a satisfactory level. And Saraji will like to see this happen here also. Saraji would like to see the dual quality of both the devotees and the Sangha. And Saraji thinks that it will happen in the very nearest future. Saraji will not have to wait long to see this happen. Saraji has confidence. Whatever it is, during the 6 weeks of this meditation retreat, everything was smooth and successful. So due to the support of the requisites, as well as yogis following the guidance, yogis following respectfully to the guidance, and the Dhamma help that the teachers are giving, as well as the support in every way of these committee, volunteers, and everything, this 6-week meditation retreat became successful and complete. And Sayadawji will bear in mind throughout this life. And Sayadawji is very glad to see this happen. And Sayadawji also has faith and confidence that in the future as well, Sayadawji will continue to see success in the practice in this meditation center. And Sayadawji is satisfied that this retreat becomes very satisfactory, successful, and the retreat was a very good quality retreat. And Sayadawji also believed that Sayadawji will be seeing more of it, more success, more quality in this center. In practicing the Buddhist culture, practically, one needs to adorn the sasana, and in the future as well, one needs to adorn the sasana so that the sasana will propagate, proliferate, and there will be quality as well as quantity. In another words, when marching this Dhamma journey, it is more important to have quality, efficiency, than quantity. And based on Anguttara Nikaya, Sobhana Sutta, Sayadawji will explain and Sayadawji will conclude his guidance with encouragement from Sobhana Sutta. So in Sobhana Sutta, it is said, Jataro me bhikkhave viyata vinita visarada bahusutta dhammatara dhammanu dhammapatipanna sangham sobhanti. So in the Sobhana Sutta, there are 4 quantity of audiences, and it mentions the 6 qualities to be met by these audience. So by endowed with these 6 qualities, these 4 kinds of audience, bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, upasika, male monks, female monks, male devotees, female devotees, will beautify and adorn the Sangha. The 4 quantity is, number 1 is bhikkhu, the male Sangha. Second one is bhikkhuni, female Sangha. But nowadays in Theravada tradition, there are no bhikkhunis. In Mahayana tradition, there are still bhikkhunis. In Theravada tradition, the Silavadi or Sikkhavadi, how Sayadawji calls it, Sikkhavadi, the possessor of the 3 trainings. So nuns are replacing in place of bhikkhuni in Theravada tradition. And the 3rd kind of audience is upasaka, male lay devotees who take the 3 triple gems as refuge. And the 4th one is upasika, female lay devotees. So there are four kinds of audiences. In the olden days, there were quantity as well as quality. And as the time goes by, nowadays, there are quantity, but the qualities do not meet the standard as the olden days. Quantity alone cannot beautify and adorn the sasana. There are six qualities needed in order to adorn and beautify the sasana. The first one is viyata. Viyata means to be learned, to have the ability to know, discern what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. The second quality is vinita. Vinita means having culture. By practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one gains culture by removing the rudenesses of these defilements. So vinita is the quality of culture in both, in all bodily, by body, speech, and mind. And the third quality is visarada, confidence or courage. If one is performing inferior things, then it will be frightening. These inferior deeds will always be threatening the person. When one has removed these inferior states, when one is free from these inferior states, one will gain confidence and courage. So this is the quality visarada. Bahusutta is the fourth one. One must have knowledge, theoretical and practical knowledge. So one should have this theoretical and practical knowledge himself, herself, and one should be able to explain from both theory and practice. So this is the fourth quality. The fifth one is Dhammadhara. The quality of bearing in mind whatever one has learned so that one will not forget. And the sixth one is Dhammanu Dhammapadibbana. It's the quality of practicing in accordance with the correct method in order to uplift one's life. So one should have the ability to walk on this correct path, straight path of the Dhamma by practicing sila, samadhi, panya, which will be compliant with the super mundane path. If one is endowed with these six qualities, then there will be quality efficiency among these quantity. Only if one is endowed with these six quality, it will be worthy of regarding oneself as a bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, and upasika. Having met the teaching of the Buddha, having met the sasana, one should analyze whether there is only quantity, whether one meets the quality. So, in order to have success, one should meet up, one should meet with the quantity, not only quality. And Sarah G will like to remind you, it is better to have quality than quantity. Sarah G will explain the six qualities. The first quality is viyata, or in other words, vyata. When one has this opportunity to do or to speak for one's welfare and benefit, as well as others' welfare and benefit, one should think whether it is beneficial or not, whether something one is about to do or about to speak will be beneficial or not, whether it is something that will bring success or not, or loss. And if something is beneficial, one should also think whether it is suitable or not. Even if it is beneficial, one must do it only if it is suitable, timely, and one should do it when one has this opportunity. So in this Buddhist teaching, it is very important to do the work to bring culture in oneself. And one should measure something that is to be done or that is to be said, whether it is beneficial or not. So the quality of being able to differentiate what is beneficial or not, it is the quality of viyata. And this quality should be used not only in the Dhamma field, but also in the worldly field. So in every field, one can make use of this quality, viyata. And one should not do things without associating with knowledge. One cannot just blindly do something, but one should ponder whether it is beneficial or not. The second one is vinita, having the quality of culture, gentleness. Only if one can overcome the rudeness that has been following throughout the round of existences, one will have this quality of culture and tameness. In order to remove the gross kind of defilements, vitaka magilesa, transgressive defilements, one needs to avoid so that these transgressive defilements will be overcome. And one should also prevent and cure obsessive defilements that can manifest in the mind, and if they arise, one should cure them right away. And one should uproot the latent or dormant defilements. In order to overcome these defilements, Satipatthana meditation is the best way, because Satipatthana meditation involves all three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya. So if one does not practice the three trainings systematically, one can still be rude and gross. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can overcome gross, medium, and refined form of defilements gradually. So one needs to practice Satipatthana meditation in order to avoid, refrain, prevent, suppress, cure, and uproot these gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. When one has become at least a Sotapanna, the person is free from gross defilements that are very inferior. So by becoming a Sotapanna, one gains culture and tameness by body, speech, and mind. His or her body, speech, and mind will become proper, cultured, tame, gentle. And this is the quality of Vinita. And by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can gain this quality of Vinita. Visarada means confidence or courage associating with happiness and knowledge. So if one does not have mindfulness, one will take things, one will take it as jiva atta, individual soul, instead of nama rupa, mind and matter, which really exist. What really exists is nama rupa, mind and matter, but one will have wrong view, one will cling onto it as one will cling onto it with wrong view that there is jiva atta, individual soul. So knowing wrongly, one can do unlawful things, improper things, in order to keep this atta well and happy. Instead of having faith and confidence on things that are worthy of faith and confidence, one will have doubt, uncertainty, and one will be thinking whether this is correct or not. And if they don't believe in it, there will be uncertainty and doubt, and one will indulge oneself in extreme form of lobha, dosa, and moha. These defilements, which can degrade the person's life, are called papatama, the inferior states that can degrade the person's life. As long as one is accepting these inferior states, one can be pulled down to a very degraded, inferior standard. So as long as one is accepting these inferior states, one will always be threatened by these inferior states as long as one cannot dispel them. That's why these inferior states are called sarajakara, because they make the person fearful, they make the person fearful and cowardly. So if one can remove such inferior states which make the person which makes the person fearful and cowardly, if one can remove these states, then one can become courageous and confident. So practicing Satipatthana meditation is the best way to remove these inferior states And by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one gains faith and confidence. One can gain firm, unshaken faith and confidence by practicing Satipatthana meditation. If there are defilements such as lobha, dosa, moha, and if one does not have control, one will be degraded having these defilements. By overcoming these defilements, by overcoming these inferior states, one will feel happy, and one will feel happy that he, she will never be degraded, never be pulled down by these inferior states. And one gains confidence and courage knowing that one is free from these inferior states, one is free from pulling down of these inferior states.
ဝိသရကုရဲ့အဓိပ္ပာယ်အပြည့်အဝကတော့ကုသတိပြန်ဘာဝနာတရားတွေအားထုတ်လို့တော်တော်လေးကျေနပ်တဲ့အပိုင်းရောက်သွားပြီဆိုရင်မိမိကျင့်သုံးရတဲ့တရားနဲ့ဆက်ပြီးတော့ပေါ့လေထိတ်တန်သလောက်ဆိုရခြင်းကျင့်ပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီတရားအားကောင်းရင်အားကောင်းတဲ့အလိုက်ပေါ့လေကျေနပ်ရွှင်လန်းရဲစွမ်းရှိတာကဝိသရဏဂုဏ်လို့ဒီလိုဖတ်ရမှာပါပဲ
The fourth quality is bahusutta, having knowledge that are beneficial for this present life as well as in the lives that are to be followed. So if one has knowledge, if one seeks knowledge with a good aim and objective, it will be beneficial for oneself as well as others. Learning the Buddhist teachings with good aim and objective, learning, discussing, teaching will increase the Bahusutta knowledge. Meeting the Buddha Sasana in this very life, one should at least have this sutta, one should at least have this knowledge of correct method of practice. One should learn the correct method of practice by reading, by discussing, so that one can refrain from bad things in this life. One will be able to perform good conduct by body, speech, and mind, oneself, as well as guiding others. If one wants more knowledge, then one can learn, one can read from books. The more knowledge one has, the better it is. Dhammadhara means bearing the Dhamma that one has learned, to bear it in one's heart. So one should bear the correct method of practice, and one should practice them. So what one has learned should be bared, should be born in the heart, so that one will not forget them. So if one can, one has to bear it in one's heart so that one will not forget them. And also one can take down notes. So bearing the Dhamma that one has learned in one's heart is the quality of Dhammadhara. In order to work for the benefit of others, one needs Bahusutta and Dhammadhara quality. So these two qualities, Bahusutta and Dhammadhara, are very essential in working for the welfare and benefit of others. And practicing oneself, one needs to know, one needs to have knowledge how to practice the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And one should bear in mind the method how to practice so that one will not forget them, and one should put these into practice so that one will not forget them. Meeting the Buddha Sasana in this life as a human being, one should practice Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, wisdom completely. So there are people who come here to this meditation retreat to practice the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya. So one should also learn how the devotees support the sasana with the requisites systematically, and one should also learn how to support the practitioners with necessary things. So one should learn how to support the sasana, and one should do it accordingly so that it will be successful. One needs to learn how to fill up gaps, how to rectify shortcomings so that the quality will become higher and higher. So these qualities of Bahusutta and Dhammadhara, they are very widespread and profound, but Saraji thinks that you have understood by this much. And the sixth quality is Dhammanudhammapatipanna. It is made up of three parts, Dhamma, Anudhamma, and Patipanna. And what is more important is Patipanna. One should walk straight on the Dhamma path. In order to gain virtues, one should practice the Dhamma which are in conformity with the supermundane knowledge, and it is called Anudhamma. So Anudhamma means Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom.
Logia,
Sila, Samadhi, Panya, that is in conformity with the supermundane knowledge. So one should practice Sila, Samadhi, Panya in order to gain Ariya Dhamma, in order to gain the supermundane Dhamma. So one should practice Sila, Samadhi, Panya. One should walk on the straight path of Sila, Samadhi, Panya practice continuously. And by practicing these trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, one's mind will be collected, unified. One's mind will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, from less to many. So one should be developing, cultivating knowledge in order to uproot kilesa defilements. So practicing this Anudhamma in order to gain Lokiya Dhamma is called Dhammanudhammapatipanna. So one should practice Sila, Samadhi, Panya. In other words, one should practice Sripatthana meditation so that one is practicing Dhammanudhammapatipanna. In order to purify oneself, in order to be purified and noble, and to be free from the suffering, one needs to practice Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom as preliminary to your goal. And once you practice Sati-patthana meditation to a satisfactory level, so that it will be compliant with the 9 supermundane Dhamma. In order to practice to the satisfactory level, one should be practicing every day on the presently arising object. One should be noting every arising object so that one will gain knowledge. By practicing the 3 trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, completely, one can gain Magga-phala, path and fruition knowledge, and one can attain Nibbana. So by practicing these trainings according to the Dhamma, by practicing the 3 trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, it will be Dhamma Nu Dhamma Patipanna, and one can attain at least the first path and fruition knowledge by practicing systematically. So the Saraji had explained on the quality knowing what is beneficial or not, what is suitable or not, being matured with the knowledge, becoming cultured, tame, having confidence and courage, having knowledge from both theory and practice. When one has these qualities, one will understand the teaching of the Buddha easily, and whenever one hears or one sees the teachings, whenever one sees and hears the teacher's teaching, one can know whether or not he, she is teaching correctly or not. So one can compare the teaching given by the Buddha, and one can compare whether someone's teaching is in accordance with the teaching of the Buddha. In this way, having this quality, one will be able to differentiate what is right and what is wrong. So, one should have quality rather than quantity. Having quantity alone will not be beneficial for the sasana. There needs to be quality so that the society of this sasana will become beautified. One should have these 6 qualities. One should have these 6 qualities, and one should have the slogan that I will march from quantity to quality. One should practice Sati-patthana Bhavana, Sati-patthana meditation, in order to be endowed with these 6 kinds of quality, so that one will be adorning, beautifying the sasana. One is said to be beautifying the sasana, adorning the sasana, if one is endowed with these 6 qualities. So Saraji, we'd like to urge you, may you be able to march on this Sati-patthana path. May you be able to march on this Sati-patthana path in order to purify yourself as well as beautify and adorn the sasana. Sadhu, sadhu.